Channel1450.com press box. Zach Kirk, Chase Sr., Derek Paris with you. It is the top of the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10. Hope you're making your way home safely, securely on a hot Wednesday. We talked a little bit about how the weather could potentially affect things on Friday as far as the schedules are concerned. So be prepared for that if you're heading out to football games on Friday. And if you head out, make sure that you take with you knowledge of the Darren Powell State Farm Power Rankings, because inevitably there are going to be some games in play this weekend that changes everything as far as the Power Rankings are concerned. Darren Powell State Farm Power Rankings, give Darren a call, 217-792-3371 with all of your insurance financial needs. All right, so we've got the CS8 and we've got the Sangamo. There's a big change in the CS8. We'll talk about that at the top of the next segment. I would say as significant of a change as you could expect to see happen in the CS8. The Sangamo, I'm interested to hear what everybody has here, because we've just gotten to the point now where we've done our own individual Sangamo power rankings for 3 weeks running now, and I wonder how close we are to having a consensus since we've seen a couple weeks of football now. But we haven't compared these yet. So the Sangamo power rankings for Derek, Chase, and myself are as follows. And my top two does not change. I stick with Moroa at one and Williamsville at two in a battle of the two teams that we will see on Friday night over at Moroa. Derek?
I agree. I got the same thing. I think Moroa, I saw a tweet the other day that they've put up the most points in the state in their first two games, tied with another team, but they put up 130 points in the two games. Granted, it hasn't been the best competition, but it doesn't matter. They've impressed me. I think they deserve to be number one. And very, very, very close behind them, I think, is Williamsville. I think it's kind of comes up to this game this weekend, and Moreau Forsyth's at home, so I think you have to put them ahead as far as who you think might win. And to me, Williamsville has definitely earned that two spot at this point.
So last week I had Williamsville 1 because I had them defeating Auburn. I had Auburn 2, North Mac 3, Moroa 4. My top 4 is completely changed. I've got Moroa 1.
Ooh.
I've got Williamsville 2, Auburn 3, and North Mac 4.
Wait a minute. So Williamsville beats Auburn and they go down a spot?
Yes, because I think Moroa will beat Williamsville on Friday.
So you've got Moroa in the one hole.
Yes.
So we have consensus at the one, which is Moroa.
Correct.
You've got Williamsville.
Williamsville two.
So we have consensus in the top two.
Yep.
That Moroa, Williamsville are the top two teams. Then you said your number three is who?
Auburn.
And Derek, you have
Auburn.
And I have Auburn. So we have consensus in the top three. Wait a minute. We can each stop doing our own in a minute.
Maybe.
If we all have the same power rankings.
We'll see what happens after this.
So week. Number four, then you've got
North Mac.
Oh, Derek, who do you got?
Athens.
I've got Athens at 4 too.
Athens ahead of North.
I moved him up. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
North. So this is
1A over a 3A.
Listen, it's simple for me in this situation. Moroa beat New Berlin 70-7 week one.
Completely dump trucked them.
North Mac beat New Berlin 35-28 last week.
After trailing 28-14.
And trailed by two touchdowns in the second half. This is, you know, I mean, I started at Sacred Heart Griffin on Friday, and we had a camera at New Berlin or at North Mac for that New Berlin game. But when something like that happens, we didn't have a microphone there. I wanted post game reaction from what was going on. Cause it was, I mean, there was a huge upset in the making if New Berlin wins that game. And so I rushed out there, and what North Mac said was, we are so busy trying to beat teams by 40 that we forgot that you know,
got to play the game first.
There aren't any 47 point touchdowns out there. You can't score all those points at one time. You've got to go out there and handle your business every play. And that leads to a 40 point win. You don't go out and, as you said, dump truck somebody week, in the first
look what
drive.
They did in week one. They only were up 9-0
at the half against
at
Porta.
The half, which,
against Porta.
They ended up blowing
them
out
41 second half points,
but still.
So this has
half,
been a consistent theme, yeah, these 2 weeks for North Mac, which has caused the Panthers to really fall in the power rankings, has been penalties. Last week, North Mac had 145 yards in penalty yards,
mm-hmm,
that cost the Panthers 250 yards offensively. Now, when North Mac plays a clean football game, they look really good, And North Mac looks extremely dangerous because they've got all the playmakers to do it. They're very good defensively.
I mean, you don't
they've
go
got these
from...
playmakers offensively. But if you're playing undisciplined football, that can either be a theme that is consistent throughout the year, or is that because North Mac is playing down to its opponents, given that they've played New Berlin and Porta the first couple of weeks? Now, we'll see what they do this week because they play another weak team.
You don't
can,
go from being
past it.
You don't go from being a team that has 145 yards and penalty yards 1 week to being a team that's clean the next. That's practice.
So what North Mac has been is a second half team, and they did that a lot of times last year as well.
There's a lot of penalties in the second half.
This week they also got to spend an hour and a half on the bus on the way there, game at Pittsfield to a team that we've seen that is a scrappy bunch that has shown that they're capable of staying in a fight.
I think we'll see a better effort from North Mac this week. I think that last week was a wake-up call for them because they thought that they might get beat.
Yeah, I'm
certainly, I thought they
I'm
might
not,
get beat.
It's not like I'm
I
saying
ran
I'm picking
there.
Pittsfield to win, but I'm just saying...
Right. You got to have confidence in the coaching staff, especially with what they were able to do last year. But if you don't get penalties and undisciplined play cleaned up early on, that could be a theme that plagues a team throughout the year.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm telling you... They hadn't, we talked about this storyline. They didn't know what to do with success. Because nobody, until you've come back from success and figured out how it's different, you don't know until you've experienced it. And they're experiencing how it's different now. And I think that last week was the wake up call. I think that we'll see a better effort. But until then, I mean, what has Athens done? Athens beat a talented Pleasant Plains team. And last week they rolled the same Porta team that it took North Mac an entire half to get up to speed against. So I've got Athens in the four hole. Listen, I think Athens is a very quality team. And
there's an argument for Athens being top four.
You said a 1A versus a 3A. Athens has been a 2A quarterfinal team 2 years running. So, I mean, just because they didn't... So, like, basically 2 years running, they picked up two Greenview kids, you know, somewhere between, like, two and four Greenview kids, and they had to take on their enrollment. They don't really lose much just because they didn't get any kids from over there this year. So, they're essentially the same team. They just drop into 1A. They're a dangerous team. And Athens just is not getting... You know, that fourth, 15... We've talked about the big four, right? Nobody's really talking about Athens. But I take Athens on the right night against a lot of those teams. Give them a chance to win for sure.
The thing with Athens, and I think this is going to be a subject that we talk about concerning Athens all throughout the year, is Athens still has to play Auburn, Williamsville, North Mac.
I'd pick Athens over North
and
Mac
Maroa.
Right now. If they play tonight.
So those are four of the top teams in the Sangamo, and Athens doesn't have a lot of depth. So how do they recover from playing a lot of those teams sometimes back-to-back weeks or every other week? That's going to be
tough. I don't think they run through
them,
but I could see Athens on... I would pick Athens over North Mac right now based on where they are as a team right now.
Would you pick Athens over Auburn? I mean, you didn't in the power rankings.
I probably would not pick them to win that game, but I would not be shocked if Athens beat an Auburn. I don't think Athens beats Maroa or Williamsville right now, but I think that there's a scenario in which Athens beats Auburn. Yeah, I think that's possible.
Auburn was very close to beating Williamsville. I mean, one or two plays that on the road.
Agree
the other
completely.
Day. So I think Auburn is definitely
in
better than them.
Another tier.
But I think Athens could definitely play with them kind of like Plains did with Athens in week one, where it's, you know who the better team is, but it's not a clear cut. This team's just going to win by three or four touchdowns.
And I agree with that. So then I feel like we've got a top tier of Maroa, Williamsville, Auburn, a second tier of Athens and North Mac. And I think Pleasant Plains is probably in that mix because they were competitive against
Athens. I think Plains hasn't done anything
wrong
to not be in that second tier.
Bounced back and played a real strong game last week against Riverton.
For a young team to open up the year
against
Athens, that's pretty tough.
It's a very experienced Athens team on the road. Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, so we have consensus with the exception that Derek and I have Athens in the four hole and North Mac in the five. Derek, you got Athens four, right?
Yeah.
And Chase has those guys.
I've got North Mac four, Athens five.
Okay. Number six, I've got Pleasant Plains.
I do as well.
Derek?
Hard to argue that after what they did. I mean, I know it was Riverton, but that's an impressive
big game
home
for Plains
opener
on Friday against Auburn at home.
No doubt. And Plains went to Auburn and upset them last year. Was one of the biggest wins in regular season in Plains football in recent years, and they've won some big games recently, but to go to Auburn and get a win there was something. I mean, that's an Auburn team that played in a state championship game last year. That was a big win for them.
And Plains kind of needs this game. After losing to Athens in week one, they need a game like this to kind of
swing them back on
back into that five-win
right
category.
No doubt. All right, so then that's the top six. Number seven, I've got New Berlin.
I've got New Berlin, too.
So do I.
New Berlin was my 10th team last week. I think, did you guys have New Berlin 10th
I had
well?
Them higher than that.
I didn't move them that far. But
no.
Just that effort against North Mac was impressive. I think they responded from that shellacking against
Moroa. We both
Moroa.
Had a 9.
And that, obviously, that's a really, really tough game for a new coaching staff to start off with. But I love the effort against North Mac having them on the ropes, and I have New Berlin up to 7.
Trevor Compardo asked me after the game if we could continue to rank them 10th in the power rankings, though. So they use that. You're going to see a better effort out of New Berlin the rest of the season because what they learned last week, what they learned in week one is that there was a chance that they were the worst team in the conference. And what they learned in week two is that there's a chance that they're one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the conference. They could compete with those types of teams in the conference. And I mean, if you get throttled your first 2 weeks, a whole season can be lost. The trajectory of the season can go awry. But to bounce back the way they did in week two, you're going to see a better effort the rest of the season out of New Berlin. And they're going to be competitive. I think they'll be competitive with a lot of teams. I have Pittsfield at 8 then.
Agreed.
I'm with you.
Riverton at 9?
Yep.
I've got Port at 9, Riverton 10. Riverton hasn't scored a point this year.
Just got to mess everything up, Chase.
Just haven't scored a point through 2 games.
You got to go rogue picking Porta ahead of Riverton in the 9 and 10 holes in the Sangamo.
I think
Byron.
Porta could certainly
at least Porta scored
get up there when
no, I think
they get their quarterback back. But
I just haven't seen
still at 10.
They didn't score against Athens.
Yeah, they got trucked.
Did they? Yeah. It was,
but they've scored this year.
Yeah, they did score. I think
not in meaningful time.
No, but
so we could probably flip a coin on that one.
Yeah, that's. I don't know why we're arguing about the 9 and 10 team.
Does Riverton Porta play this weekend?
No, it's New Berlin and Porta.
Okay. So, there you go, New Berlin. We just told you how you have a chance to be competitive with the better teams in the area.
I think we'll have a couple cameras at that game.
This year. 2 huddle cameras.
Stop, dude.
That,
come on.
Could be a good game. It'd be competitive.
It'll be competitive, yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
We'll make our picks tomorrow.
The Sangamo Power Rankings go Moroa, Williamsville, Auburn, Consensus. Athens North Mac for Derek and Chase. I'm sorry, Derek and Zach, myself, in the 4 and 5 holes. North Mac and Athens, 4 and 5 for Chase. And then we go Pleasant Plains, New Berlin, Pittsfield, and then some connection of Riverton and Porta. 529-1450 is the number. Take a quick phone call as we wrap up the power rankings of the Sangamo. Caller, what's up?
Hello?
What's up?
I was wondering what you guys thought about the Cubs game tonight.
You know what? I tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the CSA Power Rankings, and we'll send you into the Cubs game right at the top of the 6 o'clock hour with the preview.
Very good. Very good, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good night. Channel 1450.com press box. Take a break. We'll be right back.